Hey all, really important short video today, and there's a link down below to a PDF of the root cause chart that I've created. And I'm just back from Dubai. I was on George Gammon's podcast, went through this, and now I just want to go through it very quickly because there are so many normal people you may know, and they just can't figure out how all these crazy things that are going on, especially since 2020, that they're all actually interconnected, synergistic. And it's actually not rocket science at all. That's the weird thing. So I've used a root cause diagram from Master Problem Solving that I used to use for years, along with other tools. And I've used that bubble chart structure to explain how everything is synergistic and interconnected. And the really big thing is to weaken society. And you'll see that that red bubble comes up all over the chart. So I'm not going to delay here. We're going to get straight into it. Okay, so let's get into the diagram. And utopia, of course, is what's being aimed for, not for the ants in the ant farm, the intended ant farm, but for the people running this show. And we've got the program that went on since March 2020. We've got gender and trans and all that kind of weird stuff that's exploded, especially since 2020. We've got climate, of course, CO2, all this stuff, been going on a long time. Used to be we were into an ice age, but now it's warming. But either way, it's really racked up since 2020, which tells you a lot. We've got financial and the threat of CBDC. And we've got mass migration, which is kind of stumping everyone. Why are all our politicians voted for by us, ramming in masses of migrants to beat the band? And then we've got anti-meat propaganda and the war on farmers, which has been very, very public all across Europe and to an extent in America, etc. What is this about? And education and children I've added into the diagram because a lot of people fed back in an earlier rev. So these are all the things going on, and to an average person, they would seem quite disparate, different from each other, and it's very confusing. So let's go through the root cause structure. So through the mechanism of mass formation, the program gives you lockstep authoritarianism, and it directly weakens society, moves trillions of dollars from the poor and middle class and small businesses to the big box stores. So that's good. And of course, the lockstep authoritarianism gets people used to it and weakens society directly. And that certainly goes towards delivering the Agenda 2030 and the globalist utopia nonsense. But also, the program gave a transfer of power. The WHO got amazing new powers, and the CEO of YouTube in March 2020 actually came out and said, if you contravene the WHO, we will take your video down. So astonishing stuff. That, of course, supports the biosecurity state, and this whole pandemic thing has been long, half century ago, recognized as a useful opportunity to get people in line. And that, of course, leads into the goals. Partner profiteering, another big thing. The mask manufacturers, all the pharma, everyone got to wet their beak, in the mafia phrase, and pile up on hundreds of billions of dollars. And that enhances funding to the WEF because all of the corporates, big corporates, are members and they all get to wet their beak and it helps them fund the mothership. And of course, the partner profiteering bolsters those corporate alliances and gets everyone benefiting in big corporate and keeps everyone on the one track. The enhanced funding, of course, bolsters the alliances directly also, and of course leads to the goals. The censorship apparatus. This program brought in and made censorship great again, right? And people kind of accepted it. That's a massive weakener of society. And that's always the biggest goal with all these things you will see, is to weaken society. That's your overarching key mechanism to get towards the goals. The gender and all the trans nonsense, well, it erodes fundamental truths. There's black and white, there's up and down, and yes, there's male and female. So they're going after one of the big things that's at the core of society, which is quite audacious. Mass formation of all this nonsense across the media weakens society directly, makes people confused, lose their values, don't know what's going on. And of course, eroding those fundamental truths the society is built on weakens society also, directly into the goals. That's how it fits. At first it might seem odd, but that's how it fits. Climate, CO2, partner profiteering, beak wetting, massive. All the windmills, all the other stuff, panels, everyone's wetting their beak. It also centralizes energy control, which is a huge power play over the little people. And of course, that weakens society incredibly and also profiteering is fed by centralizing. You've got wealth transfer, enormous, all the carbon credits, all the other nonsense. It is a huge wealth transfer and giving the money to the right partners. And that weakens society, obviously. It's like a complete quango of corporates and profiteers. And the profiteering weakens society directly. And all of this, of course, feeds into the goals. So you can see the connections now. Financial CBDC, centralized financial control, huge mechanism to help towards the goals. And a censorship apparatus of great power. You saw what happened with Trudeau in Canada? Well, imagine you had CBDC and programmable currency. Anyone steps out of line, boom, card doesn't work. And that's one of the major targets of this. Of course, this will massively weaken society if they get away with it. And of course, it all feeds into the goals. Mass migration, well, that erodes sovereignty. And also it erodes nationalism. And way back in 26, the Pan-European Union and Count Kalergli and all these other boffins, they all were quite explicit that mass migration of very different peoples who don't really integrate into all the European countries would be required. And also, I think it was Sutherland, head of Goldman Sachs, Irish guy, gave a big speech. He got a big UN position and he basically essentially said this also in 2009. So this is a tool. That's why it's being pushed remorselessly. And of course, to weaken society, nationalism and sovereignty, very important if you want a big ant farm. So straight into the goals. Anti-meat propaganda, war on farmers. Well, there's a massive amount of partner profiteering. You've seen Monsieur Gates with his fake breast milk, fake meats, fake this, fake that. They're all corporate junk food. And they move the money that's always has to be spent on food from local healthy food to mass-produced corporate junk shipped all over the world. But also it creates dependency. Very important. So you want to take away local self-sufficiency, good healthy foods locally. If a country gets pressured and they've got their own food locally and they're self-sufficient, you know, they'll be resistant. But if they are dependent on a pipeline of processed junk from abroad, they'll be a lot easier to convince to do whatever you want. So dependency is a massive part of this. And of course, this all weakens society, which is a mega bonus and feeds into the goals. Now, I added in education and children. Some people said, oh, you got to put in the education. And there's no question. Indoctrination over the past decades of our children, the breakup of the family unit with everyone out working to survive, they got hold of the kids. And undermine the family was very important as part of that. We've seen that over the last few decades. And interestingly, Aaron Russell was friends with David Rockefeller. And Rockefeller asked him one night over dinner, where do you think Wibbon's Lib came from? The whole movement. And Russell thought, I don't know, like activism or modern women wanting more part in society. I don't know. And Rockefeller said, ha, ha, ha. And thought it was very funny. He said, we funded that. We funded through the media and activist groups, kind of the whole women's lib thing. And we got a lot of different partners to help push it too. And he said the reason was simple, because there was 50% of society that we couldn't tax. That's the problem. But more importantly, the women are all educating the children in their own way. And we know we need to educate the children via the government. That's extremely important for where we're going. There's a little tidbit, a little factoid for you. But in any case, this is a massive week in society play and indoctrinate the future generations to be kind of battery hens or ants in the ant farm. And that feeds in to the utopia, quote, utopia. So there you have it. There's a link to the PDF down below so you can print it out, stick it in your fridge, give it to your friends. And it should help people understand how all this disparate stuff that seems all quite conflicting and different, it's all self-evidently towards the goals, of course. One last one I didn't fit in the diagram, but war. You're going to see a lot more wars all over the place. That's just part and parcel of this transition they would like to enact. It's all based on narratives. So we had Stalin back in the 30s. He had the motherland and people stood behind him and the country and the motherland. And he used their great history to motivate them. And the other nasty guy in Germany, in 30s Germany, well, he used the fatherland and he used the historical kind of racism and distrust of certain races. So he used those things and they worked. And in a sense, these things were kind of real. They were there. But the modern efforts from Rockefeller in the 50s right through 70 years of WHO, UN, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, State Department, yada, 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 they've realized that the modern population, the best thing to use is nonsense. So we get nonsense, which is quite insulting, but it's working for them. So the nonsense of the so-called pandemic, the nonsense of the trans, the nonsense of the science behind the warming, they use nonsense. And so far it's working. But if people wake up and they understand the likes of this chart, it could really help people to save their children and grandchildren's futures. So I suggest you share. And as I say, the slide is down the PDF below and can be shared everywhere. A counter-narrative is, of course, what has to be produced, and it's quite easy because you're countering nonsense, so we don't have a difficulty in debunking nonsense, but the power of the mass media, legacy media, has made it difficult, and censorship, of course, they're piling on with hate speech laws and everything else, but there's an element of desperation to that, so I'm all positive. I think it's all to play for. We're on the razor's edge, but with more awakening, this self-evident, interconnected, synergistic nonsense fest can be countered. So there's the slide, and as I say, link down below to that. That'll do it, folks. Hopefully that cleared things up. The PDF or the slide is down below, so you can share it widely with my permission. And I often mention as well about in these troubled times and where things are going with the rise of the BRICS and potentially more warlike activity in the West and elsewhere, that really one has to, I believe, think of having a certain percentage of one's wealth, if you have any, or pension, etc., family wealth, future savings, a certain amount in physical gold. And the way things are going, quite frankly, I just think it's vastly more important than ever. And I do have a link down below with Pure Gold in the UK. Only if you wish to avail of it, you get a free consultation with their experts, not just on gold and silver, but in general financial investment stuff. And also there's a year's free storage if you wish to go that route of hedging somewhat against the things that may be coming down the road. So that's it, folks. Thanks so much to everyone who supports me. And hopefully you find the chart very useful. And of course, please share it and let everyone benefit. Thank you.